In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. From John's Gospel, "Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Recently, I was sitting with an individual whose spouse died unexpectedly. This person was in the early stages of profound grieving. At one point in the midst of the conversation, the individual blurted out, "This is so hard." Another day, not longer after that, I was with another individual whose child died without warning. This person, likewise in such pain, also said, "This is so hard." Last Wednesday evening, David led a congregational conversation entitled, "Understanding the Theology of Current Events." He invited those present to name topics they wanted to discuss. The list included school shootings, the drug epidemic, and poverty in our city, among others. And once again, that word "hard" echoed throughout the dialogue. We only have to listen to the news, both locally and nationally. You know the litany of challenges that our community and culture is facing, and that list does not include whatever personal challenges you may be facing as individuals. These are hard times. From the Gospel of John, "Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." I am finding myself wrestling with that concept of hard. What does that mean? In the secular world, when a situation is hard, do we interpret that as being tinged by a state of pessimism or the prospect of failure? Isn't it true that most of us want to avoid hard? That given the choice between easy and hard, many of us would gravitate to easy. But that is in the secular world. What about framing the concept of hard in a theological sense, seen through the lens of our faith, specifically rooted in the season of Lent? What about that? Might we come to a different understanding? Through the past 4 weeks of Lent, you and I, have been exposed to frankly hard messages from Jesus. Messages that include his anger, turning tables over in the temple, messages of poisonous snakes, and even today there is a disconcerting edge to hear what Jesus said, to hear Jesus say, "Whoever loves their life will lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life." I don't know about you, but I love my life. And how does that qualify me then to lose it? Once again, hard to hear. It has been said that Lent is not for sissies. As we approach the final week of Lent, we are aware of how much harder the events will become. What looms before us is the story of Jesus' suffering, his death. What looms before us is hearing those words that we will speak, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. Yet Jesus today is straining to give voice to the wisdom of his teaching, to offer his spiritual insight in these, his final days. The essence of the gospel is embedded in his use of the metaphor. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. The invitation here is to take what we perceive as challenging and hard and go towards it, not shy away from it. Go towards what you think is darkness in order to find the light. Don't retreat. Go into the questions, the mysteries, the paradoxes. Allow time and patience for the hard parts of our lives to germinate newness of purpose and meaning. Replace fear with curiosity. The single grain of wheat must die in order to be the place of rebirth. This Lenten perspective then becomes a way of processing the challenges and struggles that are inevitable in our lives at any time. Plant those hard seeds in the earth of your soul and let the darkness produce the eventual fruits that will come to the light. Henry Nouwen says it this way: the greatest challenge is living your wounds through instead of thinking them through. The greatest challenge is living your wounds through instead of thinking them through. It is better to cry than to worry. Better to feel your wounds deeply than to understand them. Better to let them enter into your silence than to talk about them. You need to let your wounds go down to your heart. Then you can live through them and discover they will not destroy you. It is there they may heal you. This gospel message, then, invites us not to turn away from that which is hard, but rather to go towards what we may perceive as hard. In a sense, accept it, surrender to it, with the theological understanding and faith that at some point, in some way, there will be a season of Easter, of resurrection, of renewal. So to the grieving spouse and parent, as difficult as it may be, stay with your pain until that very hard place in your heart begins to soften a bit. To the participants of the Wednesday evening conversation, go towards the hard topics of shootings and drug addiction and poverty to find how we may make a difference. To the hard events in our nation, wonder how we can regard them, not disregard them. Perhaps from that theological perspective, the hard in our lives is transformed to a sacred seed ripe for new beginnings. I end with a poetic reflection based upon this gospel from theologian Jan Richardson. It is called Blessing the Seed. I should tell you at the outset, this blessing of the seed will require you to do some work. First, You must simply let this blessed seed fall gently from your hand, as if it were a small thing you could easily let slip through your fingers, as if it were not most precious to you, as if your life did not depend on it. Next, you must trust that this blessed seed knows where it is going, that it knows the ways of hard, that it understands the ways of the dark, that it is wise to seasons and to times. And then, it is to be hoped that you will rest and trust that something is at work, even though all seems still, seems dormant, seems maybe even dead. I promise you this blessed seed has not abandoned you. I promise this blessed seed is actually on its way back to you. I promise you, when you are least expecting it, when you have given up your last hope, this blessed seed will rise green and whole and new, a sacred sapling of hope. Amen.